In this parsha, in Parshas Kisavoy, we find the mitzvah of bringing bikurim, of the first fruits of the produce of Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdosh as a sign of appreciation to the gift and the blessing that Hashem has given us, that our land produces these fruits. This is the way they lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time. We bring it to the Beis Hamikdosh, and there's a speech that the individual is supposed to make. Mikra Bikurim. There's a nusach that he has to announce. He's appreciating Hashem's kindness. And not only does he appreciate the kindness of having this produce, but goes back to Arami Oved Ovi, Yaakov Avinu was saved from the devastating plans of Lavan, and we were taken out of Mitzrayim, all the chesed Hashem, all the kindness Hashem has done for us throughout the generations. And he focuses on the special kindness that he now has this first fruit. And Sefer HaChinuch explains the need for this mikro bikurim. Why do you have to say this speech? Bring the bikurim, show your appreciation, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the Kohen, and then you know that you recognize that everything that you have, everything that your land produced for that year is a gift from Hashem, and you develop a deeper appreciation for Hashem, we become more worthy of Hashem's brocha. He says, why do you have to speak the speech? A person is awakened in his thoughts. His thoughts focus. They awaken. Instead of sleeping with my thoughts, I'm focusing my thoughts. And mitzayer makes a graphic picture in his heart of what's going on, of the truth of what's happening, with the koyach of his speech. Speech has the power to focus our minds and our hearts more than anything else. And therefore, he has to make this speech, and he says, therefore, Al Kain Behetiv Elov Hashem Boruchu Uveboruchu Oysev Esad Mosoi Lasus Peirois. Hashem has done good to him, and he blessed him and his land to produce these fruits. And he was also zeicher to bring them to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdosh. It's appropriate for him to awaken his heart with these words and to think that everything comes from Hashem. And he speaks about all the chesed Hashem and so forth and so on. Now that in itself is very interesting, because the truth of the matter is that what he's doing should be very significant in focusing him. I have these fruits. I've been waiting the whole year for the first fruit. First fruit, it's so, I see it on the tree. I've been craving it. No, can't touch it. No, can't give it to my family. I have to take it to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Mokom HaShores HaShchino. Hashem says, "Ve'osu li mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom." This is the place where you have the ultimate connection with Hashem, and I deliver it to the Kohen. The act itself carries so much symbolism. But no, that's not enough. It's the dibur. It's the words that I say when I spell it out that's going to penetrate to my mind and to my heart to understand exactly what I'm doing. Without that koyach hadibur, without the speech, I could go through actions and motions which by in and of themselves are meaningful, because I'm taking this precious first fruit that I so desire, and I'm schlepping it all the way. You know how far Yerushalayim was from some of the farms? Days and days of walking, of traveling on a mule, however they traveled. You know, what am I doing? The whole schlepping the basket full of fruit. Oh, of course, this goes to Hashem. This is appreciation of Hashem. That's what I'm going to do. No, not enough. The speech is what will penetrate, he says. Because she'odem meir machshavoysev u'metzayer bilvovoy ho'emes b'koach divrei piv. I'd like to suggest where that strength comes from. And I think that that suggestion is very significant for everything that we do in life. In the next mitzvah in that parsha, which is the vidui that a person says about vidur maestros, it's called, that he has separate, he comes to the Beis HaMikdosh and he makes this vidui. He says, Bi'arti HaKodesh min HaBayis, I've done all the things properly, I've kept all the laws of Meiser, I've brought the Meiser to the Levium in the appropriate time, and so forth and so on. And then he makes this vidui. So the Chinuch says, what's the vidui about, the speech? The fish is gulas ho odom the goidel shivchoi hu hadibur. The chosenness of man. Why is man the crowning glory of creation? And the greatest expression of his greatness is the power of speech. Shu yeserbo al kol mine hanivroim. Because that's the one thing we have over the animals. You know, in many ways we resemble animals. Some people don't realize that. You don't even have to look at the monkeys in the zoo. Some people just see the way they act. See the need for the fulfillment of their desires. We have a lot of animalistic things in us. But we have a neshoma, which elevates us. The sign of that elevation, of that uniqueness, of that elevation over the rest of creation, that sign is the koyach hadibur. Not the ability to read, the ability to speak. That's the ultimate sign of our greatness. It's our ability to speak. And then he continues and says, other Balei Chaim, they can move, they can do, but they can't speak. He says, Alkein yesh harbe bnei odom shiyerein li lifsol diburam shu hahoid hagodol shabem. Therefore, there are many people who'd be afraid to say something false with their words because that's their ultimate glory. Yoyseme lachto b'maiseh. More than sinning with an action. And since the maestros is so important, Hashem wanted to assure that it's done properly so we should be able to get the reward for it. So he made them come. Not only are you going to give it, not only do I tell you to do it, but I'm also making you make this speech. The fact that you have to say it, that's going to assure that you'll do it properly. Because to violate my speech, to say that I did something that I didn't do, to say something possible or false or inappropriate in speech, that's compromising the greatest, the unique greatness of the human being. That's what distinguishes him amongst all the animals. And the Mela, that would be more powerful in keeping him from doing something inappropriate than anything else. That's an amazing thing in and of itself. Actions seem much, I mean, in the world they say actions speak louder than words, right? Actions, actions. But actions can be empty because actions don't access the unique greatness of the human being. It's our unique greatness that can motivate us more than anything else. And I believe that that's the pshat in the vidu, in the mikra bikurim. It's the unique greatness. It's the fact that I come and I say that I'm bringing these bikurim, and I appreciate and I express the chesed Hashem that the chinuch says is me'oirer the machshavos, it awakens the thoughts and puts an emotional picture in our hearts of the truth of what I'm saying, because I'm saying it with my mouth, which is my crowning glory. And if I say something that's inappropriate, that's the breach, that's undermining my human greatness. And if I appreciate my human greatness, then I will not say anything that's not appropriate. And therefore, when I say something, it has a greater impact because it's coming from that source of greatness, and I know that it's true. The truth that we express with our words is greater than anything else because we know a word. I can't parcel my greatness. And I would like to suggest, very, very briefly, very, very simply, that we have to have a better sense of who we are. If we had truly had a sense of our greatness, we would be behaving and acting on a much higher level. You know, sometimes we say things that are not so nice. Sometimes we do things that are not so nice. Sometimes we're not respectful to parents, to teachers, to people that we should be respectful of. Sometimes we're not respectful of people's feelings. We're not respectful of people's property. We're insensitive to many things around us. If we would realize, I'm great. I was created in the image of Hashem. I am distinguished amongst all the creatures in creation. I have a unique capability, the ability to speak. I have human greatness. I don't want to defile. I don't want to belittle. I don't want to undermine that human greatness by acting in a way that's inappropriate. It seems that more than anything else, a sense of my own uniqueness and greatness can influence me to act appropriately more than anything else I do. Because if I am in fact great, then I have to act accordingly. If I'm a king can't just do common things. He has royalty. That's pasnished for royalty. It's beneath the dignity of the royalty. Well, there are things that are beneath the dignity of our royalty as human beings. And a focus on that royalty will make us far more concerned and sensitive and committed to acting in accordance with that royalty, not to do things which are belittling. You know, that's all for human beings. What about a Jew? What about a Jew? It says, "V'yisem li skula mikol ho'amim ki li kol ha'oretz. V'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh." Hashem has chosen us to be his people, to observe his Torah, to be that holy nation, that nation of teachers, the Sipur who learns mamleches kohanim, to teach the world, to set the example for the world, to conduct ourselves in a way that the world will marvel and say, look at the way these people live. Look at what their Torah is. Look at who their creator is. Look at the beautiful ways that he has guided them in and directed them in, and they follow in those ways. And that brings a deeper recognition of Hashem to the whole world. And that's the role of Klal Yisrael. How much more so, B'nai Torah? Do you know what it is to be a Ben Torah? To be a Ben Torah, you know, literally it means I'm the son of the Torah. I guess that means that the Torah is my father. What does that mean? Well, a father guides his son, directs his son, inspires his son. A father also brings his son into the world. The Torah gives us the schus to be in this world and to live the proper life in this world and to be zeicha to the next world as well. What it means to be a ben Torah, what it means to represent the Torah, what it means to be a yeshiva bocher. Even if we think that we're not worthy of that glorious title, people around us think that that's what we are. And therefore we have to act accordingly. The Chofetz Chaim says that today, anyone who is viewed as a Talmud Chochem by people out there has a din of Talmud Chochem, lagabi the inyan of Chilul Hashem. That says a Talmud Chochem does something wrong, it's much worse. Because people look, that's what the Chochmas HaTorah, that's what a scholar of the Torah does, and it's a bizoyan to the Torah and to Hashem. And we have that concept as well in the eyes of the world because they perceive yeshiva students should act a certain way, should dress a certain way, should look a certain way, should be sensitive, should talk in a nice way, and so forth and so on. So I think that all this boils down to the fact that if we wish to motivate ourselves to live to the standards that Torah demands of us, to live to the standards that people expect of us, to live in such a way that we will bring glory and praise to that greatness that we are as humans and as members of Klal Yisrael and as B'nai Torah, then we have to appreciate our own greatness. We have to look in the mirror and say, don't get carried away, but this is human greatness. This is the crowning glory of man. Mankind is above everything else in the world, Klal Yisrael above that, B'nai Torah even beyond that, and that's us. And we have all of this greatness that has to motivate us to act with care and sensitivity and respect for everybody around us. We walk here in a neighborhood. There are neighbors. Some of them are our people, some of them are not our people. But all of them look at us and expect us to live by a higher standard. And we as humans, and as Jews, and as yeshiva bochrim, have to adhere to those standards so as not to cause a chilul Hashem. And the best way to adhere to those standards is to recognize our own greatness, is to recognize who we truly are. Now, you can get carried away with this too. You know, the Slabodka yeshiva in Europe was the emphasized this approach. In fact, when the Alter from Slabodka, who started the yeshiva, met Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he asked him, how do you make a yeshiva? And Rabbi Yisrael told him one pasuk, V'hachyos nefesh shvulim, v'hachyos lev nidkoyim. Uplift downtrodden people. Make people feel good about themselves. Elevate them. When they recognize their greatness, they will act with great deeds. When they have no awareness of their greatness, they can act like an animal. You know, you ever seen, I'm sure there are stories about that, a human being who grows up in a jungle amongst the animals. He's human. He has human greatness, but he doesn't know it. He can think he's an animal and act accordingly in so many ways. Chazal tell us, Chov yivodim shenivro b'tzelem. Chibo yiseiru noidas lo shenivro b'tzelem. Man is precious. He was created in the image of God. But there's a special expression of love that Hashem gave us, that He told it to us. He tells us in the Torah, b'tzelem elikim osu esodim. Because we could be created in God's image and not know it, and we wouldn't live up to that standard. But when we know it, when we realize it, something else. But they also used to say something to be aware of. And with this, I'll conclude. They used to make fun sometimes of this approach of the gadlus ha'odom, the greatness of man, and say, in Europe, they said it in Yiddish, a mensch is a malach, putz mir de shich. Man is an angel. Could you please shine my shoes? That's the opposite message. The message should be man is an angel, and...
Please don't.
No, please don't. Okay. And I should shine your shoes. Don't take the angel factor. I'm the greatest and everybody owes me a living. But man is great. I'm great. And therefore I have to do greatness to you, who is also great. Let's focus this greatness on doing for others rather than on being selfish for ourselves. Let's use that good feeling of the greatness that I have to want to bestow kindness and mercy and caring and respect and sensitivity to other people. We'll have put it to the greatest use. It will help us to do more than we ever were able to do. And we'll be truly zeichet to make a Kiddush Hashem, to have people look at us and say, this is what a Ben Torah is. This is what a member of Klal Yisrael is. This is a human being. And that certainly brings great Kiddush Hashem. It'll be a great source for all of us.